I want to take this opportunity to compliment Deputy Supervisor Clayton Van Cleek on his conduct of the meeting tonight. You're going to see more of this in the future. Over the last several months, there have been two words in the forefront of my mind: over and next. And while next does not concern those in this room, over may. For the last 14 and a half years, I've had the honor and the privilege of serving the town of Ulster as its elected supervisor. And tonight, I am announcing my retirement effective August 31st at 11:59 p.m. You may ask, why August 31st? Number one, it gives Mr. Van Cleek and myself 6 months to conduct an organized transition where hopefully I can leave him with the collective knowledge, wisdom, and experiences of the last 14 and a half years for the benefit of the future residents in the town of Ulster. Tonight, you've seen two infrastructure projects that have been the keystone of my last 14 and a half years in the town. I look forward to getting the water tank under construction and the RUPCO projects, both the water and sewer, started. And lastly, I look forward to getting the Halcyon Park Water District service line installed to the Ulster service area of the New York State Thruway Authority at no cost to 163 homeowners in that district. My most important goal in the next 6 months is to mentor our new controller, to be able to fill my shoes and master the finances as I have shown over the last 14 and a half years. When I came into the office, the general fund was out of money. The previous supervisor had borrowed money to make it look like there was money and left us with approximately $3 million worth of debt. Over those 14 and a half years, that $3 million worth of debt has been paid off. The current cash balances of the town collectively exceed $28 million, which has provided a cushion in the budget for 2024 of over $1 million of interest income, which minimizes tax increases. I want to remind you, that will go the other way when interest rates come back down. The town will not be able to continue to earn money at the same level as that is budgeted. We have several interesting economic development opportunities that include I-Park and other locations around the town. And as to the comments on bread alone, Nell's leader came to me and pleaded with me. He did not want to relocate his business to Pennsylvania, but his business is growing. That is the reason he closed the restaurant, was to provide additional space for his growing workforce. They need the extra 11,000 square feet in that project. And they're doing it in a way that minimizes the damages that were illustrated tonight. In conclusion, I want to thank you for your support. I ask you to support this town board in their decisions in picking and validating a future supervisor and filling, if they choose to elevate someone from the town board, the vacancy that will be created on the town board when it occurs. Thank you very much. Motion to adjourn.
Second.